Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
A couple of weeks ago, Noel Williams was the number one ranked corner in the National Football League. I'm not saying Noel Williams isn't playing well, but we watched the league. You think he's the best corner in the league? It just didn't make a lot of sense. The numbers are off all the time. I feel like the last couple of weeks, Pro Football Focus numbers have been a little bit under attack. So the Chiefs, they always play on these national televised games, right? So when they give their Patrick Mahomes, Texas Tech, they then show you their Pro Football Focus ranking. Patrick Mahomes was ranked like 14th on there. So everybody went mad. How can he rank 14th? How can he rank 14th? Well, this week, it was even worse. I'll let Nick Wright tell you guys.
Pro Football Focus's quarterback rating system said on Sunday, Geno Smith played a better game than Patrick Mahomes.
Needs to be tweeted.
They published that. They put that out to the world. They said from a passing perspective, on Sunday, Geno was the 12th best quarterback in the league with a 67 grade. And Patrick Mahomes was the 16th best on Sunday with a 62 grade. It is that single fact means the way you're doing it is broken. There is no way to massage it or work around to where if in a game, in that game, you spit out the answer that actually when you really look with a discerning eye, Geno threw the ball better than Patrick, it means your system's broken.
I mean, I try to come up with my own takes, but sometimes it's okay for all of us just to have the same take. Like sometimes multiple people just think and feel the exact same way. And I think all of us feel the exact same way about the Pro Football Focus ranking this week. Now, I'm not here to tell you that we should never reference Pro Football Focus because I think they do a lot of good work. We've had plenty of people from Pro Football Focus on this show. You know, we love Sam Munson on this show. Known Sam Munson now for 15 years. So I got a lot of respect for Pro Football Focus. But I can't disagree with anything that Nick said. If your ranking system will tell us, I don't care how deep you are into football, I don't care. If your ranking system will tell me that a quarterback that was 10 of 16 for 67 yards performed better than a quarterback who threw for 286 yards and 3 touchdowns, your rating system is broken and we can't trust it. There are some things that I think Pro Football Focus does a really, really good job of breaking down. How well your offensive lineman does in run blocking situations, how well they do in pass blocking situations, how good your defensive lineman is. There are some position groups that I absolutely think you can refer to Pro Football Focus on. But I think this is the problem that we encounter with a lot of these advanced metrics. At this point, you can find an advanced metric that can confirm anything that you think. If you think the Chiefs running backs are performing very well, you spend 5 minutes on the internet. I can find you some advanced stats to confirm that for you. If you think they're playing poorly, I can find you the exact same stats to show you the opposite end of the spectrum. Sometimes too much information can simply just be a bad thing. Sometimes, you know what? You just got to use your instincts. We all watch football. We all watch these games. We all follow these games. What are you seeing? I don't care what Pro Football Focus sees. What do you see when you watch the game? Some of you went to this game. Some of you watched this game on television. Maybe you just simply read the box score. There is no metric that you can convince me or tell me that Geno Smith played better than Patrick Mahomes did. And if that happened, you need to close the website down for a little bit. You need to bring everybody into the office that comes up with the computation on how we evaluate players, and we got to start completely over when it comes to quarterback. Maybe we don't got to start over at running back or wide receiver or linebacker, but when it comes to quarterback, we cannot evaluate quarterbacks this way because it doesn't work. It does not work in any capacity. So Pro Football Focus, I feel like these last couple of weeks, they've been taking a lot of arrows. And I would love to stand here and defend the good people over at Pro Football Focus, who I think do a lot of really, really good work. But I cannot defend this. No one can defend this. It goes against everything that we know about football. This is like in baseball. We always say, well, he's hitting the ball hard, but he keeps hitting it at people. That's a problem. That's a problem. What are we doing here? We go with all these advanced numbers to tell you a guy who's hitting 170 is actually hitting the ball well. No, he's not.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
But sometimes you just got to trust your instincts. You got to trust your gut. What does your gut tell you? And your gut tells me that Geno Smith played quarterback about as poorly as you could possibly play it on Sunday against the Chiefs.
Let me ask you this, and I am not here to defend Pro Football Focus. I do think people pick and choose when to like Pro Football Focus. This week we hate it. Don't worry.
100%. Move the goal line with them every week.
In a few weeks, they'll say Jalen Moore is one of the best left tackles in football, and people will be like, look, PFF has Jalen Moore. We 100% move the goalpost. But how much of the failings of their grades are all the people you used to know and football fans used to know are no longer at Pro Football Focus? Like, you mentioned Sam Munson, and Nick talked for 3 minutes. I cut down to one. He mentioned Sam Munson, too. There was a time in Pro Football Focus and football media in the world where the computer would spit out one of these numbers. We'd all scratch our head, huh? And then Sam Munson would go on a media car wash, and he would explain why it's doing what it's doing. So there was context. There was a larger conversation being had about the numbers. And even Sam Munson, who's very good at his job, would have a little bit of self-deprecating humor and laugh at himself and laugh at the numbers. Nowadays, do you know anyone who works Pro Football Focus? It just seems like it's an algorithm now spinning things out, and there's no context, no defense, no nothing of it.
I certainly understand and hear what you're saying. And I love Sam Munson. There is no explaining this. There's no explaining this. There's no way to dress this up. How can you explain your algorithm? It doesn't work. It doesn't work. You can only do so much. And if your algorithm tells you that Geno played better than Patrick Mahomes or played better than just about any quarterback in the National Football League, maybe other than Tua, you got to start over here. So I hear what you're saying. They used to have a face of Pro Football Focus, and now they don't have a face. And now that causes some of the problems. Well, the problem right now ain't the way to explain it. The problem is it doesn't make any sense. And we are used to stats that make sense. You shot the ball five times. You made it one time. You shot 20% from the field. I understand that. That's easy to understand. I understand that you went up to bat 10 times. You got to hit four times. You're hitting 400. That's great. It's fantastic. You struck that guy out six times. Great. Now we're getting to the point with these numbers that we have a lot of numbers that we all quote, BAPIP and all of these things, but the regular person has no clue what they are. They just sound good. Rob, how many times have you been on social media and you just see a chart with players' names on it in dots? I have no clue what I'm supposed to be looking at. I just see Mahomes over on this side. Oh, I guess that means he's good. I have no clue what these mean. And we quote these things all the time. You guys let Seth Kaiser type one of these things up, some kind of Venn diagram, and you guys will believe whatever. Stop it. We got to start using real numbers again. And Pro Football Focus, they're not real numbers. They're just some algorithm. It's like football AI is what it is. Football GPT is what they've created.
I do think at its core, I like the idea of Pro Football Focus because I feel like football more than the other sports falls into the does it pass the eye test conversation. And there is nothing worse than the eye test. The eye test is extremely subjective and not objective at all. So I like the idea that we are trying to apply advanced numbers to football so that we can, you know, have numerical data other than just, you know, I think he looked good on Sunday. That's not really how we should be doing it, but Pro Football Focus has massively missed the mark, at least the last couple weeks. And you're right. Some of these graphs, I like advanced metrics more than you. Some of them I look at and I'm like, his EPA versus, well, I don't get what I'm looking at, but I know the top quadrant is good. And that's where Patrick Mahomes usually is. It's a little bit too much at times.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radnor, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.